Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Not long ago, we received an email I want to share with you. Dear friends, in 1994, you received from us a letter about our baby daughter, Olivia, a little preemie who survived a harrowing birth after 5 months gestation. Now, 18 years later, please join us in celebrating Olivia's emergence into young womanhood. We recognize that you may not be able to attend the ceremony in person. However, please join us, at least in spirit, to commemorate Olivia's triumph over adversity to become the lovely young lady she is today. We owe you and your ministry a debt of gratitude for work that has allowed babies like Olivia to survive and to grow up in a world where human life and human spirit is sacred. Thank you again for your important work. In his service, Hugh and Kay Martin. Along with the Martins' email was the text of that original 1994 letter. In it, Hugh Martin explains that while celebrating Christmas 1993 in Yosemite, Kay's water broke and she was rushed to the hospital. After losing 2 babies at birth and 6 from miscarriages, the Martins were sure this young baby was, as Hugh put it, a goner. Hugh went on to write, "Since the baby was only 5 months along, the doctors first encouraged us to abort. Then, despite the fact that the baby was breech, they recommended a vaginal delivery, knowing that the baby most likely would not survive anything but a cesarean. Before the birth, we had attempted to transfer Kay to a major medical facility closer to home. However, they had refused to intervene on the baby's behalf in any way. No C-section, no life support, nothing. We could see the baby's heartbeat on the monitor, so we decided to go for the cesarean. When little Olivia first emerged, she was no larger than my hand and weighed no more than a pint of milk. Her spread fingers were no wider than my thumbnail. Her own fingernails were the size of grains of sand. Her eyelids were still fused shut. Yet Olivia was clearly a living baby, not a fetus. She stretched and kicked fiercely. Her translucent skin was blood red. Every feature was perfectly formed. Although barely a pound, Olivia was indeed fearfully and wonderfully made. For 3 months, Kay sat at Olivia's side by the incubator, cooing to her, caressing her, giving her that will to live, which is at least as important as all the marvels of modern technology. Kay brought Olivia home to Sonoma 5 weeks earlier than her original due date. In the first 3 months since birth, Olivia had increased her weight 5-fold. She has no apparent abnormalities. She breathes without canned oxygen and sucks voraciously on her doll-sized bottle. Last Sunday, at a little church we visited up the North Coast, I sobbed deeply and wrenchingly during worship. We were finally, I realized, home free. Just the other night, Olivia slept through for the first time. No putzing, no colic, no oxygen, no heart monitors. About 4 a.m., Olivia started burbling, so I got up and swabbed her nostrils with the syringe. She protested at first, but once clear, she sighed, smiled quietly, and drifted into her deepest sleep of the night. Under Bill Clinton's health care plan, babies like Olivia would be denied life support. If the child doesn't fit the guidelines, the preemie doctor would be prohibited from intervening to save her. Too premature, too uncertain, too costly, all part of health rationing, you know. Our country is in deep trouble when we let the government decide who lives and who dies. God bless you and your wonderful work. It is on the front lines of education, entertainment, legislation, science, medicine, economics, evangelism, and family values that children like Olivia will be saved and this battle will be won. Our blessings to the Martins and to Olivia. Visit ProLifePerspective.com to read the whole letter and view pictures of Olivia shortly after her early entry to the world.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.